Hey everybody, hey to nobody, what's... I just heard in my mind that song to say what it is though, what's up? Anyway, it's August the 9th. Happy birthday, London Sky. Not the first child that I birthed, but the next generation. Unrehearsed, definitely. It was 2012. Now I understand. As I grow in this, what is going on? I get it. Today equal 24, that's a 6. Six I always see giving birth to. Yesterday was Venus. So now I feel as if though we come in and we use our mind. We was just using our hearts. Now we're going to use our mind. You get it? I know it's backwards, but if you look at the days of the week, just on the basic, it is nothing. This is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to teach. It's an initiation to think another way. It sometimes can come off as a preach. So it's going to rhyme because that's how I learn and that's how I teach. I'd make up little stuff in my head, what I thought was said to remind me this triggers. And so I'm looking at today, okay, 24-6. So I understand now certain things they say are supposed to trigger things in you. The world is your oyster. Okay, that mean it's giving something back. It's a precious something in there, the pearl. Okay, so the world is the pearl. The world is your oyster. So you gotta look inside of it. You gotta see the beauty in it. You gotta know what you got. I know what I got. Just remember, I didn't. And just remember, you may not. And that's what this is about. It's about not getting caught out there. Not getting caught out there without a plan or understand. I'm seeing what's in front of me. I'm seeing how people are moving now, how this energy moves. It is like a Rubik's Cube. It's square. And you are on a square. And you may move here and you may move there. But when you can go back, when you, okay, so let me show you. So I don't be wanting to make it difficult, but now I'm understanding the reason why I'm put in the situation that I am. Even though I'm my own son, I'm the Jack of Clubs, okay? Now I know all these Jack of Clubs and why I'm attracted to them. I can't stand some of the songs Cardi B sing. Really can't stand Madea. Oprah do get on my nerves. But it let me see what others may feel in seeing me. That nag, that undertone might say anything. Can say anything, able to put words together. And I'm realizing I'm here to introduce a different way of thinking. It's mental. And because I'm from the royal family, the club, it's the king of clubs, it's a queen of clubs. And now, through my family and knowing their birthdays, and I mean looking at everybody's birthday that holds inside of me, you know, holds space inside of me, instead of looking at it, well, looking at it as the zodiac, but adding the square, the card to it. Let's do it. I'm ready. Y'all ready? Y'all better get ready, because this is where we going. But I looked, because I'm going through something right now, I looked to see where I sit on 33. On plate 33. But I also looked on plate 57. Because I'm on plate 57 for myself, right? Well, on 33, I'm teaching, I'm Saturn. Saturn is 8. It's ongoing. It's Capricorn energy. And it's structure. And we not finna do this like this. It's like an executive position. You know? Okay. And being that at 57 I sit in the sun, I would understand having the energy of the 8 to help me. Because Jupiter is teaching me. I said it. Jupiter, what do you have for me next? And it sent me the 8 of diamonds on this side as a part of my assignment. But it also sent me an 8 of diamonds on the other side. Mr. Wilson. I'm blown away. I know the teachers, and that's why I want to talk to Miss Smith. I don't want Miss Smith to trans, and I have no I don't even know how to say it, because it ain't for me to say anyway. I would love to see Miss Smith. And I would love to be able to sit with her and talk to her. But anyway, getting back to this. So I'm looking at the 33. So on 33, I'm in they life. They on 33, okay? I'm Saturn. I'm the goat. I'm Capricorn. You know? You can't tell me about nothing, because I'm the devil in tarot. It's all about the flesh. I'm going to teach you a lesson about the flesh. You think you chained to some garbage, but the chains are put on you very loosely. The devil ain't got you like you think the devil got you. That's you. Or you can be the greatest at what you do. The 8. Keep putting back to you. Keep putting back to you. Keep putting back to you. So me teaching this lesson, right? I go to my plate where I'm at. I sit in the sun. Meaning, I sit where the 8 of diamonds normally sit. So it would be exact. So that let me know. I'm sitting in the sun being supported. I'm sitting here. They're teaching me how to be them. Or how to at least carry myself. When you sit in this seat, it's like the executor. It's the sun. This is where you sit. Okay? So that would make me understand. I am learning the 8 of diamonds on both sides. So today's assignment was about alignment. Or between today and yesterday. I understand why right now. Sometimes you wish for something around certain days and certain times, portals be open, and you were putting your wishes out there. That's how I got Crackhead Jack, the wise old Crackhead. I can see it now. I was fishing and a portal opened. I can see it now. I can see it now, and I could go back to that very day, and it's around this time. So what you put action to around certain things, you're going to get. You're going to get as part of the assignment. So I'm looking. So I want to see what mine. Because we on each other's chart. Everybody is on each other's chart. So I go and look at myself in the sun, and I count over Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. It's a lesson to be taught. Between me and this person, while I'm 57 and they 33. So what you do is, you go look.
You look at what's supporting you.
You go look at what's supporting me. So I looked at what's supporting me. For one, the God card is supporting me. God got me. God has got me. And my little, my Uranus got me too. No, my Neptune got me too. Mm-hmm. So, and Trans Pluto got me. Oh, don't worry about it. Just have us now, and we got you later, right? And then sitting in the sun, I got the Queen of Spades. That's the moon. So I got the God. I got the God and the Goddess got me. Got me. Why you playing? And you got that Uranus, the spark of it. And you got that Ten of Spades, my daddy. My daddy is supporting. Okay, I just heard something in me. It is so confusing. It is you. But you just energy. And it's a teeter. And that's what's hard to see. The passion and learning this is just is what I love to do. So I can see it's gotta go on. It's got to happen. And if I look at where I'm at right now, I'm about right here. I think I'm in my Mars. I think I'm in my Mars. Yeah, I'm in my Mars. I do believe. Maybe not. I'm coming up to my Mars. That's what it is. I'm coming up to it. So help me. Yeah, this will be about my Venus. It will be about love, okay? But then looking at play 33. And that part, you look at the person. And then I look at where I sit. You know, I'm still in Saturn. I'm in Saturn. Everywhere, I'm completely inside. And this is Saturn Mars. Okay. Saturn with Trans Pluto. When I look at Trans, but my Nana Diamonds, when I look at that, it means there's going to be transformation. It Trans Pluto feel like the eighth house to me. Just off the top of my head, because I don't really know yet. It don't just tell me. Well, okay. So I'm looking at the cards that support me and what I'm going through. And if I'm going to my the moon is talking to me again. I look at the cards and I see what's supporting me. So if this is Mars, the passion, okay. Jupiter, okay, support. Jupiter expanding. Okay. So, this is giving me comfort to see that I ain't just tripping, but to see what I got coming forward. Like, wait till you get here, or wait till it's this day, because you can look at it for days, and you can look at it, for the year, but you can say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or you know, you can, I'm telling you, weekly, is how you want to do it. So I know my position. And I know God got this. I know this is about having faith. This is about manifesting faith in me, within me, around me. It's about patience, being patient. It's about shining lights on shining light. The sun is down in Mercury. The sun is down in Neptune. Jupiter. This is Jupiter right here. And okay, this is what it is. Okay. You gonna mess around. I heard the see, this is the reason why some of us have religious background. It's so many ancestors that I just heard where the money resides. It's so much. It's a wealth. It's an oyster. It's a pearl. It's a diamond in the rough when you get past the other rough part. But let me tell you what I thought, because this started out as a download. So I was laying here and I was like, in my mind, I'll always be the baby. And I sing that song to myself. In my mind, I'll always be my baby. I'll always be my girl. Always. So I'm thinking about the boogeyman. The boogeyman for me. One of the boogeymen. Because this boogie. It's boogie people. I'm going to call them the BPs. It's boogie people out here, y'all. There you go. I'm going to call them boogie people. They're the people that you can feel something, but you don't feel nothing is what it is. That's how you know. Ooh. Because if you was to take off all that stuff they put on, it's nothing there. It's the Tin Man. If that motherfucker only had a heart, a brain, some shoes, no, some nerve. That nigga said if he had to have some nerve, and he a whole lion. Because people be lying. But they be spying. And they made it even easier to spy on you. Everybody talking about don't take the shot, because they going to inject. If it's not right for you, you going to reject. That's just respect. No matter what they put on you, put in you, or on you, or around you, if it ain't for you, you're going to reject. You'll get sick to help you see that this ain't for you. You'll get a headache just to say, no, no, no. As this baby say, no, no. No, no. I'm not no, no. Who is no, no? It's somebody. No, no, no. I think it's connected to pain. No, no. It's a spirit coming through. No, no. Who is no, no? It's a Hispanic spirit. No, no. No, no. He said no, no. Okay, it feels Italian now. It feels Spanish Italian or something, if that's a thing. I don't know. What, Sicilian? Is that what it is? Okay, he's coming through. When he laughs, his stomach right here. Oh. He said he done been a boogeyman before. Okay, so now we're getting back to the little girl. I was kind of, I don't know if that's called lucid dreaming. Well, anyway, I had went to this place inside of me. I'll always be your baby, always be your girl. And it took me way back. And it took me back to, who is the boogeyman? The military is the boogeyman, too. Because you know what the boogeyman do to me? The boogeyman chokes me. Crackhead J was a boogeyman. Randall was a boogeyman. He choked me. Jay was a boogeyman. My cousin is a boogeyman. She a boogeyman because she put them necklaces around me. Hell, her buddy is a boogeyman too. But the things that, because I'm free in expectations and I'm accepting respect solely. That's all I want is respect. Respect. I'm not expecting anymore. I'm just giving my story now. Just respect. You ain't got to receive it. Just respect it. That's where I'm at. So, look at me sitting in the sun for the year. But then, I can go to the United States and look at where I sit and look at where they sit and look at how, as a whole and collective, shoot, they said Mercury is about talking, it's about communicating. Yeah, they better do it. It's a new way to show love. They better be careful. They better be careful. Very careful of their words. And it's going to be so emotional until passionate. And then it's going to be a new beginning. So this is months. This is months down the line. This is months. 1, 2, 3, 4. A new beginning. Oh, this is months. And then the 8, the Queen of Clubs. The take control over the mind, develop a new mindset. Giving birth to a whole new mindset. I'm gonna stand up this one. What they say, we gon' see. 9, 6, 9. 6, 9. 3, 6, 9. There go a 3, 6, 9. Okay, so there go a 3, 6, 9 in one box. That's one. No, that's two boxes. There's only one. This one a 3, 6, 9. Wonder what the Lionsgate portal was. Yes. Okay, yeah. So, knowing that it was 8-8 yesterday, and people got employment, people got, was very productive. I mean, just an open day of goodness. Weather was right, kids got to play, ate some food, got to go release some stuff from me. You know it's important that your physical system be aligned with your mental system, because if you full of shit, you can't think, because all you thinking about is all this shit in you, all the shit that you need to shit out. So if you need to shit, you can't think. So take a dump daily if you can. If you can't take a dump, journal. You ain't gotta be talking. You can talk about the fact that you wish you could take a shit. That's what people don't realize. I don't be knowing what to write. All that shit in your head, all that shit in your body, all that shit you talk out, all that shit you take in, you ain't got nothing you could write about. Absolutely nothing. I think you're not telling the truth to yourself. And I'm not willing to receive the lie. So, when you don't know, okay, so don't you know that don't you know? Okay, so right then, Luther Vandross. So, okay, so Luther Vandross want me to write him in my book because it's something he got to tell me. And then John of God, Luther. This is at 7:37:14:17:8. We're looking at the Lion's Gate still. I know this is teaching. This is Saturn. Still looking at Saturn, okay? Okay, so Luther Vandross, then I see a John of God. He got something he wants to teach. And that was at 7:38:11:11:19. Okay, so when you get 19, you get 1. So this is being on the 1, being 1. Let's look at 1. We're going to look at 1. That's being a leader. That's Leo. Lionsgate again. Because lying, that's what we're talking about.
So,
excuse me. I know what they aligning me with. I know that part of the assignment. And I know I have to look at the boogeyman. I got to look at the boogeyman to get past the boogeyman. That's what's weird.
You gotta sit and look with the Woody Bear
to get some of George Clinton Parliament. Cause I just heard One Nation under a groove getting down just for the funk of it. We're getting down just for the funk of it. So then mean George P-Funk. P-Funk. I just can hear it. If you hear any noise, it's just me and my boys. Hey. Yeah, it's been a lot of regress thing, or I ain't gonna say regret. Well, yeah, it's been a lot of me going back into my Venus, into my Mercury. It's a lot of me in my Mercury. And Mars remembering, I mean Mercury and Venus remembering stuff. I'm skimming past the Mars years for some reason. But it's something in that, there's something in that Mercury and Mars is some stuff that I need to put on paper. And I know what I got to do today. I got to write this truth. It has to be done. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm tired now, so I had to sit there because in the hearts. I thought the Queen of Spades was somebody. I've never had so much for it. I always loved the Queen of Hearts. Now I know why I'm drawn to her. Love, 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 love hearts. I like stuff just because you get to give a heart. I used to really be bad with it. I don't do it as much, you know. You have to like everything just because it's a heart. That's how you get to see. Just because it's hot. Is there higher than the house tonight? Stand up. Well, one thing I know, when the jacket clubs come, turn into the queen, no. So that's the quality of the Queen of Hearts. One of the qualities of the Queen of Hearts, and the jacket clubs might have brought it with it, is, and that means it came from the Ten of Diamonds. See the assignment? You got to know your alignment. That's the assignment. How did you get to be what you are? So what energies did you bring by fire? So these are past lives. So if I look at this life from a jacket club, the last life, I used to be a Ten of Diamonds. If that's how it go. Because going forward, I'm going to be a Queen of Hearts. And I get to see it from the start. So pick parents. I don't know if they pick the parents they pick, so that they could be great, because then I have to see what she turns into. Because that's what, after the next assignment, I'm going to do. It's just so profound. And the markers. You don't realize the markers that I can see now that tell me such a story. And how come I was... Yeah. I could just... This is incredible. To be in this lifetime. Okay. So... I didn't know why I had to make that. I feel like I'm really, really sleepy. Oh, it's documentation. Mr. Wilson said the other day, he said that I was really smart, but sometimes I'm not so smart. And he laughed. Yeah. But, and you can not be so smart sometimes, but it don't mean you ain't got the support of the sun and the support of God, and you just have to know who God is to you and for you. It's so far that you don't even have to touch down. So it depends on where your mental is. Depends on where you say, on earth as it is in heaven. Where is your heaven? Where is your heaven? I can feel it, but I can't touch it. It is everything, but it is nothing. It can be compared to zero. It's everything, but it's nothing. I can't, in my mind, land anywhere when it comes to do with God. And it's very dark. It ain't like closing your eyes, because I can feel the sun wanting to peek in between. No, it's dark. It's very dark. It's the void. It's the void, and it's nothing there. But it make your ears feel full when you there. It's like, what would I compare it to? It would be compared to something to do with airplanes. Something of the roar of the inside of the airplane. But you can feel it, but you can't. It's almost like you can't even hear it, but you can. I can feel the vibrations at my ear. But it's not. I ain't even nothing at this point. When you go there, you don't have a physical anymore. You're pure energy. You just remember you have a body. You do remember I got a body back there. When you go there, when you go places, you always remember. It's almost like a string. It is a string, a cord. Okay, a cord. Somebody said, of course it's a cord. Okay. Like a biblical cord. Okay. Like into that. Yep. Yeah. old, we still connected and biblically. However I say that, and biblically to source. We that nothing that, that that's what the connection is. You don't have to see it, but it's there. And it do come in through our navel. Because that's our other brain. Yeah, that's where it comes. And that's the reason. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what needed to be said. So sometimes when you have a stomach issues or something, think about what you, try to write down or think out loud or record yourself or something to let you know the message God has got coming through you. It's maybe some directions that you just, but that's why you got to get used to, it's like a treasure chest. So you writing down your maps at times, or you verbalizing your maps, or you recording other maps. And that's for you to study later on, because everybody gonna come to a point where they not doing something no more, but it's gonna be information within those records. So I get to see me, the ancestor. This is an ancestor of self. When you recognize yourself, if you're a grandparent, you are so blessed. You are so blessed. Those are pieces of you. Those are pieces of you. I'm just saying. So happy birthday, London. The Four of Diamonds. My Uranus card. Yep, I understand now. These cards make me understand where I felt like I... Because, okay, yeah, you a Leo, but it's something else. It's that Four Diamonds. It's that Neptune energy. So that's the reason why I can see the blue. And that's where the reason why I can see all these... You have to see the placements and how people are connected to you and why you around them. And you can't understand. They are part of the hand you're supposed to play. Keep on listening. Keep on learning. Keep on loving. Stay light.